Hello again, Mike O'Connor, another GeezerCast for you. One of the many podcasts aimed at my unborn grandchildren 50 years from now. And this one's about a story that has been sort of in the news for a while, but there were a bunch of things in the paper today about it, so I thought I'd do a podcast about it. This one's the story of how the University of Minnesota sort of got wrapped around the axle because they produced a movie about the Mississippi River watershed called Troubled Waters, and it basically kind of points the finger at big agriculture and big agricultural techniques and says, you know, all that fertilizer and all that bad land use is dumping an awful lot of chemicals and soil into the Mississippi, which is killing the Mississippi, and it's also killing the Gulf of Mexico, and that's a bad thing. Points out a few things that people could do differently. And, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it's probably a movie that would have made no impact whatsoever had the vice president for PR at the University of Minnesota decided sort of at the last minute to pull the plug on the movie. And by pulling the plug, attracted all kinds of attention to a movie, as I say, that isn't really covering a whole lot of new ground. I mean, you, my unborn grandchildren, are undoubtedly going to be the beneficiaries of at least 100 years of misuse of fertilizer and pesticides and sedimentation caused by erosion. And this movie was sort of one more in a long series of those. As I say, probably wouldn't have made any difference at all had it not been for the fact that this vice president at the U pulled it and got everybody all excited. And then today, story ran that she unpulled it later. There was a big furor over academic freedom and the like, and she backed down on that decision. And now today she's apologized for having made the decision that way and not having talked to enough people and so on and so forth. And so, you know, kind of a silly misfire. But it does sort of relate to us here at the farm. And it also nicely relates to the sort of best darn government money can buy series that I've been doing both here on the GeezerCast and in my Facebook rants. Because basically, this vice president sort of did the rational thing. I mean, she's a corporate PR person. She came from healthcare and the insurance industry before she came to the U. And she sort of reacted to this movie. The movie kind of pokes big agriculture in the eye. Well, big agriculture is a giant funding source for the University of Minnesota. And so she was sort of doing a favor for the big money people in getting this thing off the air. And it just totally backfired. And the interesting thing from our perspective here at the farm is that because so much money goes to the sort of ag part of the university, which is fine. I mean, they're helping seed companies come up with new seed types that they then patent. So I think when you, my unborn grandchildren, listen to this, you're going to be rolling on the floor because this is sort of the beginning of the era where, you know, all seeds and all ag products are heavily surrounded with intellectual property protection and trademarks and all that stuff. Whereas even now, you can still get sort of the open source seeds, if you will. You just have to work at it a bit. I'm sure by the time you listen to this, there will be no such thing as an unpatent protected seed for anything useful. I mean, there might still be seeds available for native plants like what we do, but everything else, I'm sure, is going to be protected. And, you know, So here's all this money going into that kind of science, and yet there is so much stuff that we don't know about the native habitat stuff that we're doing here. It's kind of a standard conversational gambit. We'll sort of walk around on the farm and say, well, what about fire? Is that really the best way to maintain this stuff? And you say, well, let's go look at the science. And it turns out nobody's doing any science on this stuff. Nobody's doing science on impact on insects, what the insects are. Unless an insect is a pest for a crop plant, there's no research on it because there's no money to fund it. So it's just sort of another best darn institution that money can buy kind of problem. And this poor hapless vice president sort of walked right into the buzzsaw here. Of course, it didn't help her that she's married to a guy that owns and runs a big PR firm that represents the big ag lobbying industry. And it also doesn't help that his former partner is running for governor, and big ag is clearly a big funder for governors. You got to be friends with big ag if you want to get elected to the best darn government money can buy. So the money gang sort of reacted to this little movie, and she's sort of at the point of it all and taking the hit. But clearly this is an institution that can't mess around with the big money from the big ag folks any more than the government can mess around with the money that comes from all the big money that owns our government. So this is just another little example that we found quite quaint here, but sad. It's too bad that the great state-run, state institution universities like the University of Minnesota are no longer really independent of the money. It used to be that the state government, taxpayers like us, provided a pretty substantial proportion of the cost of running the University of Minnesota, but that's the best darn government money can buy, and as a result, that funding has been dwindling. That uncontrolled kind of money that could actually support true academic freedom has been dwindling for the last 30 years, and now is certainly less than half the money that it takes to run the University of Minnesota. So the administration has to pay attention to these big money people. So do all the, all the way through to the professors. I mean, if you want to be a professor at a university, you certainly have to teach, but you also have to pull your own in terms of research, and research requires money, and you tend to research the things that research dollars are available for, and those things tend to be big businesses like agriculture. And meanwhile, the science, the sort of essential basic science that would help folks like Marcy and me understand the habitat here, understand how to restore it better, how to maintain it, how to ensure that it stays diverse, all of those kinds of questions don't get funding. And so there's no science. If you, my unborn grandchildren, want to take on a completely unexplored field, take on anything that's sort of basic science related to native habitat communities, native habitat ecology, it's wide open, because nobody's doing any science in this, except for citizen scientists like Marcy. And meanwhile, if you want to make money and have a big career, for sure, learn how to come up with a new species of corn that will beat out the products from the other big ag providers, because that'll ensure that you'll have a career for life. And just know that there's a lot of stuff going on there that probably is going to make a difference in 50 years. I'm really concerned about what kind of an environment you, my unborn grandchildren, are going to see. I've talked before about how ethanol made from corn has all these unintended consequences, one of which being that the water tables in those places where the ethanol is being processed are collapsing because it takes a lot of water to make ethanol. And now there's a giant, well-funded lobby that's making sure that that issue is not a barrier to making more and more ethanol, because ethanol is now a political child of the best darn government money can buy. And I think that in 50 years, when you all are listening to this, you're going to be going, well, why didn't you people pay attention to this? And I think the reason is because there's really no money on the other side. It's not that corporations are evil. It's just that they're very effective, and they know that the best way to get what they need is to buy it, either by buying the government or buying the policymakers or buying the academics. And as this corporatocracy continues to become the dominant supplier of the political agenda, the research agenda, the policy agenda, I think we're going to get some really bad policy for you, my unborn grandchildren, to inherit. But every once in a while, there's some humor. And that's what this episode was all about. It was pretty much fun to watch the university twist and turn and duck and weave and finally wiggle its way out of this one. And I, you know, just watched a piece of the movie, and the movie's, you know, they should have let it go. The movie's not that big a deal, but it's going to make a lot more impact now that they made this giant mistake. And for those of you who aren't my unborn grandchildren but are actually listening to this now, the movie can be downloaded off the TPT site, Twin Cities Public Television, tpt.org. Go there and search on Troubled Waters, and you can watch the movie for yourself. That's it. Another Geezer Cast for you. Hope you enjoyed it. See you the next time.